With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump putting pressure on Jewish Americans ahead of the November election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has that report.
In a speech at a donor event sponsored by the Israeli American Council, the former president promised to be the best friend Jewish Americans have ever had in the White House. He said he would be their defender and protector. Trump then went on to say that Jewish voters who support Vice President Harris and Democrats should have their heads examined. And he warned that if he loses the election, the Jewish people would have a lot to do with that. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, there have been a fierce exchange of fire between Hezbollah and Israel around the border region.
Hezbollah in Lebanon has pounded northern Israel with around 140 rockets, a day after the militant group's leader Hassan Nasrallah vowed to retaliate against Israel for this week's mass bombing attacks. Israel's military says the rockets came in three waves on Friday afternoon, targeting sites along the ravaged border with Lebanon. Following the attacks, the Israeli military said it had struck areas across southern Lebanon, targeting Hezbollah infrastructure, but did not provide details of damage. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Authorities say one death reported following a strong storm that moved through part of Oklahoma. The storm hit Pawnee on Thursday night. It flipped over several camping vehicles and down trees and power lines. Pawnee County Sheriff Darren Varnell says one person died in an RV that flipped. In consumer news, a drought in Brazil, the world's number one coffee bean grower, will drive up the price for that morning cup of joe. On Wall Street, the Dow is ahead 46 points now, but the Nasdaq is losing 42 points. This is SRN News. A warning from a Catholic priest.
Calvin Robinson used to lead a parish in his native England, but he recently moved to the U.S. and brings a dire admonition for this country. Pastor Robinson tells the Christian Post, quote, "Please don't do what we did. Don't just sit back and let the liberals deteriorate the rest of everything that you know and love." He says faith has collapsed in the United Kingdom, and now society itself is collapsing. Less than half the population calls itself Christian, and nearly 40% have no faith at all in the U.K. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another attack on a church. Authorities say a man used construction equipment to damage a sculpture that has stood for 25 years outside St. Louis Cathedral Basilica. It was not immediately clear whether the sculpture can be saved. Police arresting a 35-year-old suspect, whom they say also fired a gunshot into an occupied car. This is SRN News. Apple is giving more people for the chance to test a software update.
The update will implant artificial intelligence into its virtual assistant Siri and automate a variety of tedious tasks on the latest iPhone. Until now, only two premium iPhones that came out last year have the souped-up processor needed for the new AI features. That's changing as of Friday when four new iPhone 16 models reach store shelves. All those iPhones are equipped to handle a technology being promoted as Apple Intelligence.
Correspondent Jeremy House, the Biden administration awarding $3 billion to U.S. companies to boost domestic production of advanced batteries and other materials used for electric vehicles. The grants announced will fund a total of 25 projects in 14 states, including battleground states such as Michigan and North Carolina. More details at SRNNews.com.